when I'm the great pretender.
Our next guest has just embarked on a solo career. She's a gifted singer and songwriter, and her name is Maria McKee. Here she is singing her song, Breathe.
First, I was scared when I opened up my head and the motor that was running was the mind of you. I was scared when I looked at my reflection and the shine I saw were the eyes of you. I was scared when you touched my lips and the breath I took was a breath that shook me with a shock. Like a flame as eternal as a song, and the song is you. I will let you breathe through me. I will let you be with me. Whenever I'm alone and you're lost out there, I can feel you breathe, 'cause our lungs we share. When I'm alone, anytime, anywhere, I can feel your heartbeat, 'cause our blood we share. I was scared when you came into my room, the walls became the sea, your voice was the moon. Oh, when you rocked me in your arms like a song, a wave on the tide of you. fills my lungs. My heart beats your blood. Your breath fills my lungs. I was scared when you came into my room. The walls became the sea. Your voice was the moon. Oh, when you rocked me in your arms.
You've caught us. Well, we're back with Van Dyke Parks. This is Van Dyke Parks. Please welcome him. And Van Dyke has a new album out, and it's called Tokyo Rose. And I believe you've described it as having a Pacific Rim sensibility. I mean, could you elaborate on that a little bit?
I think that's fair. I did come out with a record called Tokyo Rose. It's about East meeting West, such as we have here tonight with Osamu playing the yes. Koto. And we want to play a selection from it called Tokyo Rose.
And we will.
That makes sense?
Well, of course. But before we do that, tell me about... I heard an interesting story about your first contact with the... I don't know how to put this, Japanese culture. Is that the right terminology?
I noticed you didn't say that they had their first cultural encounter with me.
Well,
But at any rate, that was in 1971. I was working on a record with a tune called Sailing Shoes, written by Lowell George out in California. And we had the session closed, as we often did in those days. We thought we were very important. We did this song called Sailing Shoes. I worked it out with Lowell, and there was a group of seven men silhouetted in the control room. And I rushed back to the control room to accost them, and darn if they didn't all bow and give me a pearl. And they said, "We would like you to make some music for us." I said, "Well, that's very beautiful." Of course, I emotionally responded to that pearl. And immediately, I told them that I'd like to work on something for them musically, but that I was busy in this album. So Lowell George stepped forward, trusty steed, put his hand on the briefcase that was open and filled with $100 bills and said, "I think we can make music out of this." So that was the first time I made music with a mind toward Japan, and that was in 71. And this album, I think, is really the first public statement of my general love for Japan and the emotions that... that drive my music since having met that event, and that is a historical event in my life.
It would be in anyone's life.
They're in this record.
A suitcase full of $100 bills would change my day at least.
You know, it's funny. It's really funny how far that suitcase took me.
I can take you, yeah.
So,
well, why don't we do the cut off your album, which is, of course, the title cut, Tokyo Rose, please.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Thank you.
sight of the lights of Roppongi, the nightlife of Tokyo goes. And out on the street with a beat from Tahiti, a neon moon lollipop glows. A woman in silken pajamas is seen on the screen of a door. She slips on a rice paper dress by Dior. That's the price of the ice on her gloves. The girl I call Tokyo Rose. Sky is a lavender blue. She trips through a door for hot sake, unzips as her hips hit the floor. Her pearls were strung in the harbor below, in a bar where I asked her for more. Veranda, a Barbadian band in a stew was playing a soca. When I reawoke, we were back at her penthouse, us two. I spoke of my love for MacArthur, the man of the park in L.A. But you're so much older, she covered my shoulder, and I heard her say with a sigh, a soldier may never say die.
I've been put down by many critics for exploring what I call sound. Sound is something like eyesight to me.
Rahsaan Roland Kirk was blinded at an early age, so his fascination with sound developed rapidly as he searched for new musical expressions.
When the beat hits you and the spirit gets to you,
Let it explode.
He appealed to the same audiences as the free jazz players of the 60s, but his music was deeply rooted in jazz and blues traditions.
Oh, yes. You better get out of here.
At 16, he dreamed he was playing three instruments. The following day, he chose a Strich and a Manzello, two archaic saxophones, from a pile of discarded instruments in a music store basement. They made the sound he imagined. His collection of instruments included flutes, sirens, whistles, recorders, and nose flutes. If an instrument did not exist to create a sound he heard in his head, he would invent it. Roland Kirk developed the technique of circular breathing, allowing him to sustain a note indefinitely. He also innovated a widely copied vocalized flute style. Kirk always explored his musical boundaries and encouraged aspiring musicians to do the same.
Anybody would like to have a whistle? We'd like to ask you to participate with us. What about a blues in W, baby? In the key of W. One, two, one, two.
Scandalizing my name, oh, I'm going round, down in direct deposit. State of Rhode Island. In a deep pile of shag carpets. Speaking one of nine Eskimo dialects. Arugula. Radio-controlled cars. A multivitamin with iron. Duct tape. These are a few of my favorite things.
Well, I've had a wonderful time, and I hope everyone else has, too. I'd like to thank our guest, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie?
Thank you.
Thank you. Maria McKee. Maria, thank you. Thank you. Bruce Brody, who played beautiful piano with Maria.
Thank you.
Pharoah Sanders. Thank you, Pharoah. And, of course, Van Dyke Parks.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. And as a closing tune, we'd like to do one of Pharoah Sanders' songs, The Creator Has a Master Plan, and you know he does.
Music was a pretty unique show. I got two more segments for you to check out. Well, maybe three. One of the segments is going to be with Miles Davis. Next segment is Miles Davis. And I think we have another segment with Carla Bley. Yeah, and Bootsy Collins. And then we're going to get into a couple more of David's albums. Tunes from his albums, and that'll finish up our segment on David Sanborn. But I hope you've been enjoying the program. Like I said, Night Music was a very unique program. I think the only show that actually did surpass it was the Arsenio Hall show with the various musical guests. But David took it one step further. He gave you a lot of education. As you heard the little segment there, on Pharoah Sanders, and also segment of the Platters during the Great Pretenders. So he was definitely into exploring great black music from the ancient to the future. So here we go, more to end up our segment on David Sanborn. And like I said, I hope you've been enjoying the program today. This is the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miles Davis.
Woo!
baby. All right? So, Mom, Mom.
What?
Before we start, I wanted to ask you something.
What?
When I first got in your band, I remember the first day I played with you. That day I left that studio, I was walking on a cloud, right? I played with Miles Davis. Everybody here, you felt that feeling, right? That first day you played with Miles, right? I got in the cab, told the cab driver, check it out, I told the cab driver, man, I played with Miles Davis. Cab driver said, Mark Davis? Yeah, I like him, good singer, right? but what I want to ask you, before you get angry, what I want to ask you is, have you ever felt that? Have you ever had that feeling? From somebody playing with somebody, and you felt like this was the biggest thing you ever did in your career?
Not really, but I used to want to quit when I was with Bird. You know?
Charlie Parker, that's
what every night.
Every night.
He just didn't say nothing to us. I can't make it. Never talk.
But didn't you feel like that when you played with him at first?
No.
Or dizzy?
I just felt like learning some more so I could play with him, you know.
The other thing I want to ask you is about your clothes, right?
Miles,
I know, no, it'd be cool.
Miles Davis stories.
I'm not going to tell any story. He's worried I'm going to tell Miles Davis stories, but I'm not going to tell any Miles Davis stories. I'm going to wait till you leave.
So
I'm
the book anyway.
Yeah, the book. The book.
What?
What were you wearing in that video? The video that we just saw?
A green gabardine suit.
You didn't have any tie on either, did you?
A black sweater or something like this.
You were telling me that the fact that you guys didn't wear ties, that was a big thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Supposed to be late. Well, anyway, we got to play. So, anyway, Mr. Miles Davis, we're going to do a song. Hold it. Let me introduce the song. The song's called Mr. Pastorius. It's on your last album, Mama, right?
Thank you.
Over the past few months while making these shows, we often recorded more songs than we were able to use at the time. A lot of these songs featured a combination of people, and sometimes I was among them, as on this next tune, which is Hannibal, played by the Miles Davis Band.
had a sore throat for 33 years.
Let's do it, man. You know I love to do live.
All right. Well, you are live.
You know what I'm saying? And can I introduce this next piece?
Please do.
This is going to be a thing called Healing Power. Y'all hip to Healing Power? Some healing power.
mother right on up with some healing power, baby. Oh, y'all look so good. TV and let's get some healing power. Yo! Healing power. Yeah, Carl, that's what I'm talking about. Don't be so mean.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to One to One here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Here's new music from Sound Doctrine.
So special,
we will make it through.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
you there.